Nisham Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swarm and Ross Shichu. Nishman Smoris Esther Bas Rishomas Khanabas Homosel Khanabas Meir Zev. Learning the Sefer Torah's MS of the Heilige Reb Leib Leger, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Levracha. Pasuk Mimana Ofer Yaakov Omispar Rovi Yisrael. Who counts the dust of Jacob and counts the relationships of the Jewish people. Rovaz milashon, roveaz, to have a intimate relationship. Yeshlomar ki abrocha zos yatsa mipi bilam harosh abal karcho. Says the Holy Rebbe that we can say that this bracha came out of Bilam against his will. Hibuch machshav deritzon rosh ha-mishalchi balak. Against his machshava, against his will, and against the will of those who Balak sent. Shemu olai uchal nakebo v'agarshenu min ha-aretz. Maybe I can hit him, smite him, and eject him from the land. Rashi explains, what does nakeh mean? L'nakos mehem me'atz. Nakeh also means not only to hit, it can also mean to deduct, to subtract. Maybe we'll be able to subtract from them a little bit and expel them from the land. Hainu shebevadei zos yadu bevei roshein efsharus b'shum oifin b'olam l'hakchen am Yisrael l'gam rechaz shom. They knew that there's no chance to completely destroy the Jewish people. It's been tried many times before, but it's never successful. They knew that it wasn't happening. Ein bekamusam, ein beefsharus la'abdom chalila legamre, ein beichusam, ein beefsharus bishum oifen va'oifen, lenatkom chalila legamre me'akadush. Both in the quantity of the Jewish people, they can't destroy their numbers, and also in the quality of the Jewish people, they can't detach them from the world of kedusha, in their echos and their quality. And therefore, he said, ulayuchal nakebo. What is nakebo? At least deduct from them a little bit. I can't completely destroy them, but at least I'll be able to make them somewhat less. V'agarshenu min ha'aretz, and I'll be able to expel them from the land. Haynu shegila b'zeh machshavto ara lifo chalila akoponim b'miktsus mishteil. All right, at least a little bit. If I can't get it all, at least a little bit. L'mayit akoponim ha'mikamusam. To make that there should be fewer Jews, that's the nakebo. At least there'll be less of them. Like Rashi explains, and therefore they will distance themselves a little bit from the divine Kedusha. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, and I will expel them from the land. As based on what it's known in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Kishoresh Kedushas Yisrael Nechaz V'Nisbach B'Sevach Kedushas Ha'aretz. The root of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is intertwined with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Uvaha baha talya, and they're interdependent. Kedushas Am Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ukama marakosuv, like the Pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz. And your nation are all tzadikim, they will always inherit the land. Through Ve'amech Kulam, they are all your nation. Hamorish Kol Yisrael and Bishlemus, they're all your nation. They're complete. Memela Kulam Tzadikim, therefore they're all Tzadikim. Since they're all your nation, they're all Tzadikim. Ve'nitbakim, and they're clinging, connected to Sharash HaKadusha. Ve'amech, since they're all your nation, Kulam. Mele, they're tzaddikim. And therefore, the olam yirshu aretz, they're going to inherit the land. Because Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael have one root. Ulezos ratzu shnei aklavim eile, hamashalech vashlech ledvar aveiro, lahazik liyisrael b'shtei eilu atlim zeba zeba kanal. They wanted to destroy. Balak and Bilam wanted to destroy these two things. Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. which are intertwined. Amnam Yoshi b'shemayim yizbarach shemo, hafach es piv v'yakim es sifsei rosha. But God, who sits in heaven, transformed his mouth and twisted the lips of the rosha. U'pasach v'amar hifuch mishtei ele, and he said the opposite of these two. Mimana ofer Yaakov, who counted the dust of Jacob? Romez le kedushas ha'aretz. That's a remez to the dust of Eretz Yisrael, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Umispar over Yisrael. Yadua ma'amarim zal al zeh. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yeshiv mitzap matay tovu atipo shet tzadik nolad. It's known what the rabbis say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he waits. When is the drop of Zera that the tzaddik is going to be born from? God thinks thoughts of peace on the Jewish people. That they should be very multitudinous. They should multiply and be fruitful. Kibiyachal Hashem sits and waits for every drop that comes from a Jewish person. He wants there to be more Jews, more tzaddikim. Shalotia l'rikhas v'shal. Markivale me'oitse old nefesh mi'Yisrael zera shel kayama. That just another Jew should be born. Man Yisrael shleim v'kamusim, that there should be a lot of Jews. They should be shleim in their kamus. Umelu yishleim gam beichusim, they can also be shleim in their eichus. Shleim their quantity and quality. That's the pasuk. Mimana offer Yaakov his kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's counting the dust of Eretz Yisrael. The dust of Jacob remes to kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then he counts the acts of intimacy among the Jewish people, meaning he waits to see, oh, when's that tipa that the tzaddik is going to be born from? He wants there to be a lot of Jews. They should be shalom b'kamus u'be'ichus. V'yiskayim v'amech kulam tzaddikim. And then the pasuk of amech kulam tzaddikim will be fulfilled. Zeu atipa she tzaddik nolad. And that's the trap from which the tzaddik is born. Olam yirshuaretz. And therefore they're going to inherit the land. That's what it means. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. They're going to be many. They're going to be a complete nation connected to Hashem of tzaddikim. Lo'olam yirshuaretz, they're going to be zochet Eretz Yisrael, because these are the two kedushas, the tzaddikim and Eretz Yisrael. And they work together. So that's the first shtickle. That's Miman Arfer Yaakov, Mispras Ravi Yisrael, that he's saying their Shevach, that Hashem counts Eretz Yisrael, and the Zera of Yisrael. These are the two Kedushas, the Kedusha of the people and the Kedusha of the land. And that's the Shevach that Bilam said about Am Yisrael, that Hashem is very actively involved in Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Continue on with the next piece. The pasuk says, Yizal Mayim Midolyav V'Zaro B'Mayim Rabim. Water will flow from his wells, and his seed shall have abundant water. His king shall be raised over Agag, and his kingship exalted. The kli through which the hashpa, the divine bounty, the bounty, is drawn, is called a dli, like a pail. V'yadua mashmos halashon. Lashon dal, the less le megorme klum. Dali is a pail. It's like lashon dal, having nothing of its own. Vezeu yizal mayim midolya. Hainush is a shor shefa kedushas nefesh Yisrael. Mashidei abatzmo ki mitzad atzmo ein bo klum. Ein bo klum. Rakol mita yizbar. That's what it means. Yizal mayim, that water will flow from the dal. What's the dal? From the fact that we know that we're nothing. We know that we're nothing, and that's where we get all the shefa from. And we always wait just for Hashem's Yeshua. And this koch is only in the Jewish soul. Eino machzik toivu l'nafsho klal. The higher he goes, he doesn't halt sich nicht in greisen. He doesn't hold himself to be great. Eino machzik toivu l'nafsho klal. V'yodea ba'atzmo shula'atzmo b'shefa l'madrega. We know that on our own we're nothing. The middle of our shefa comes from Hashem. That's the Tao. All the shefa comes from the Tao, knowing that we're nothing. And we don't have any kana for ourselves, God forbid. But the idolaters, when they have a koach, they hold it for themselves to be mamale their taivas libo, to fulfill the lusts of their heart. When Bilam's eyes were revealed, and he came to a level of Ruach HaKodesh, Avki b'emismiu atame as Ashiel Madrega, because who is this impure individual that he should reach this high level? Because Sharon Aroyim b'emiskilon iskayim b'yadik, when Mazar Chazdeos kosin kibetchila, like Chazal say, he ended up going back just to being another sorcerer. Echidu ma'amar medrash al apasak atzur atami palo shakoya tovis Yisrael. Like the Medrash says on Atzur atami palo, that the God is the rock is complete. It was all for the good of the Jewish people, and she assumed tainu lumis ha'olam. The Goyim have a tiny, hey, we didn't have Nevi'im. If we would have had Nevi'im, we would have been as great as the Jews. Look, we gave you a Navi and it didn't work. So it's all part of Hashem's plan. This is also part of the wonders of God. That Bilam should see that the Jewish people are of a broken heart, and even when they're zochot to a high madrega, ein rucham gasa aleim chas v'shalom. They don't have this exalted spirit. They're not haughty about it. They're not arrogant. Adarabah, they think themselves as nothing. The less lay megol meklum, right? That's the mid of malchus of David HaMelech. Dalit, it's milashon dal, nothing, poor. And then the vav is a chibor. He's mischaber lamali, gets from God, and then the dalit again. He's poor. So even after everything we get, we still realize that we're nothing. Bilam admitted it. That the Shefa Kedusha is Nozal Yisrael Mikoyach Midolya. You know why we get the Shefa Kedusha? Because we realize that we're Dal. We realize our Dalus. We realize our nothingness. The lower we know is one of the wonderful paradoxes. There's so many of them in Yiddishkeit. That the lower you are, the more you know that you're nothing, the greater you become. And that's the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and that's what Bilam saw. Yizal Mayim, you know why you get the Shefa of Mayim, of Chesed? That it flows for you. Midolyo, because you're Midolyo, that we realize we're nothing. B'zeh Hashem Messayim B'pasuk, V'yarei Me'agag Malko V'tinase Malchusa, Yikachu Amid Amandiyu Zariyu Rav. And therefore it says, Baiter in the Pasuk, his king shall be raised over Agag and his kingship exalted. Because Mandi Yu Zoyr, if you make yourself small, you Rav, like it says in Zohar Kadosh, you're greater. So that's a beautiful, we have two beautiful shtiklach, the Manar Fiyakov and Mispar Atzrov Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael intertwine, and Yizal Mayim Midolyo, that we get all the shef and we realize how small we are, then we make ourselves a kli to get more and more. And not Chas V'Shalom, that we just use it for ourselves and think we're great, but we realize where it's all coming from. Okay, it's a shame we have a lot more Torah Samus to learn together. Bli Nether. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.